First off, listen to this from Chris. Got kicked off my old plan. Premiums up 400%. Copayment up 150%. Deductibles 2,500 when before it was 250. Basically, we've been screwed, and I'm not on Obamacare. This is what the law has done to me. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, architect of Obamacare, is with us now.
First of all, I'm very sorry for him, as you know, creating a piece of legislation that's going to cover 310 million people. You have problems, and we've discovered problems, and Democrats are proposing solutions to some of those problems. But we also should not have amnesia. The situation before the Affordable Care Act had 50 million people uninsured.
Would you treat me like a guest
instead of your punching opponent so I can be here and respond?
To Chris, is it? I mean,
you asked me to respond, and I'm responding.
Okay, now
we
I've
need
got another
to compare
one for you. I want
before
to respond to
and
one.
After.
Put it up on prompt.
And I am really sorry for Chris.
Right. This one is from Mark. Can you hear this? My monthly premiums in Arizona went from $400 a month for three people to $850 a month. My deductible went from $4,000 to $10,000 the month Obamacare went into effect. Ask him, that's you, sir, why my family's premiums went up and Obama said they would go down. What's your answer, doctor?
Well, I'll tell you, actually, my answer is, if you look at health care inflation, we've brought health care inflation down. And the main way to keep premiums down is to keep health care costs down. And Obamacare has done more to keep health care costs down than anything we've seen in the 50 years previously since passage of Medicare and Medicaid. It is very unfortunate that insurance companies have taken an opportunity to raise rates very high, but that's a result of health care costs going up. And we need to keep total health care costs going down. And the Democrats have very good plans to do that.
They're losing billions. They're losing billions and they're leaving.
No, the insurance companies are not losing billions. Their stocks are at record highs.
They're
making actually record profits.
And they're leaving.
No, they're leaving. Look, Aetna put in a letter. It's leaving for political reasons because the government didn't want to create a monopoly by allowing it to merge with Humana.
Increase the subsidies. That would help. Increase the fines for not having insurance. And restore payments to insurance companies from taxpayers. Those were the three fixes you put out last night with Megyn Kelly.
That's because she also, like you, keeps interrupting me. But I think those three fixes, and by the way, that's quote-unquote subsidies, they are risk corridors, and I should say that when the Republicans passed Medicare Part D, they had those kind of risk corridors in for the pharmacy benefit management people.
How do you do this? Every single time.
Because I know a lot more about the health care system than you do.
It is always the Republicans' fault, isn't it?
No, I didn't say it was their fault.
You just heard
from consumers. I didn't
say
it was their fault. But they do make mistakes on health care very frequently. And by the way, they don't have a plan that's better than Obamacare. What I would suggest to you is that what we need is to shore up the exchanges, because it'll be a bad day in America and a bad day for conservatives if the exchanges do not succeed. And I've suggested some plausible ways of actually making the exchanges work. Interestingly, you have no alternative, and nor do Republicans.
Increase the subsidies to consumers. Okay.
Yes.
Taxpayer money. We increase the fines.
Let me just say something.
You want to fine people more if they don't have insurance?
Republicans have endorsed enhancing the mandate penalties for precisely this reason.
You want to fine people more.
Republicans want to do it.
I'll take that as a yes. You want to fine people more. You want to increase the subsidies, taxpayer money going to consumers, and you want to increase payments to insurance companies. That's your fix.
Listen, Mr. Barney, you get your insurance through Fox News. Fox News, by the way, gets a subsidy to provide you insurance by a tax break. Everyone's getting subsidies in this system because health care insurance is expensive.
Our premiums have gone
up. What are you doing with your subsidy, Mr. Varney? Your public subsidy. Mr. Varney, what are you doing with your public subsidy for your health insurance?
Our premiums have gone up and we were assured they would not.
And they've gone up much slower than they would have otherwise.
I'll take that as an admission.
As a matter of fact, compared to projections, we have saved actually hundreds of billions of dollars for the American public.
Wow.
And that actually is because we brought health care inflation down compared to what it was under George Bush.
We're almost out of time.
Substantially down.